today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You can speak in tongues all day. When somebody dies in your life that's close, you're going to go home to an empty house, and you got to learn how to deal with it and go through the six stages: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and then forgiveness. If you don't go through these stages, you're going to sit there dancing, but you got a lump. Spinning, but you're confused. And it's okay to say, I need help.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Release the Raven. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 8, verses 5 through 8.
Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. It should be on the screen. The word of the Lord reads like this: the waters continued to recede until the 10th month, and on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. After 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the ark, verse 7, and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the waters had dried up from the earth. Notice verse 7, and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth and back and forth. Our love grows back and forth and back and forth and back. Many of you don't know where that came from, but it's Cameo. Our love grows and it goes back and forth. This raven kept flying back and forth and until the waters had dried up from the earth. I'm teaching a series called Order My Steps. Today's message in our early service is entitled Release the Raven. Release the raven. It's been in the ark too long. It's been in our relationships too long. It's been fluttering around our destiny too long. And we've got to get this raven out of our dwelling place. Every animal that came into the ark came in two by twos, but it looks like this thing went out singularly. I'm still trying to figure that out. It only takes one raven to spoil the move of God. It only takes one dirty bird. Get the raven out. Release the raven. Father, I give you praise for the insight and the accuracy in your spirit. Prophetically, I speak over this region, Father, where the crow, the raven, rests even in churches. I pray now prophetically that the window of departure will be open for this creature. And I thank you, Father, that as this creature is released from our dwelling place, that the atmosphere will change. And Father, I give you praise for the synergistic move and the coming together of your people. And let nothing hinder your move now. Let nothing hinder unity. Let nothing hinder the waters, the the torrid waters, the unsettled waters, the boisterous seas of our troubles. Father, whatever stirs it, I pray now that you will prepare us for the peace that's coming after the release of this raven. And Father, I give you praise for the accuracy in your spirit. Thank you, Lord, that confusion will diminish. Conflict would not be prevalent in our church or in our families. Leviathan would not distort our communication. As we release this thing, have your way in our lives. We get the growth and you get the glory. Come on, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you agree in your spirit, let's give him praise for the word. This message is more prophetic than it is profound. I was instructed by the Lord to lay a Bible at the door of our church when we redid the parking lot. They pour concrete over it, but every time you step through the front door, you're stepping over the word. I'm also asking God to order our steps in the word. I'm not asking him to make us perfect, but I am asking him to make us conscious that we're standing on the word. We should align ourselves with the word. We should walk in concert with the word, not in conflict to what the word is saying. Remember, the word is true. The word breaks the cedar. The word skips over the waters. The word tear down barriers. The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. Breakthrough is not in your mouth because you speak. It's because you speak word. And if you grab the word and hold on to the word, you will succeed in every area of your life. In your faith, in your family, in your finances, and even in your fun time, consider the word. This is a moment of release. I believe the Lord has us in releasing negativity, releasing conflict. Releasing involves recognizing certain things. If you're going to release anything, you have to recognize certain things. You also have to acknowledge. It's a season for acknowledging error. I said that the raven has been here too long. I'm acknowledging it. After recognizing and acknowledging, you must let it go. Let the raven go. Release it. I believe the raven, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, represents negative thoughts, unhealthy emotions. The fact that God wants us to release it involves various techniques, like through meditation we release. Breath work helps us to release. In other words, when you want to get angry, take a chill pill and start breathing. Take air in your lungs. The more you do that, and you'll cuss less. Take air in your lungs. If you do that more, you'll cuss less. There's a cathartic exercise called journaling. Get you a journal and start writing things down. Don't write anything down that you don't want nobody else to read. Some of us need to get back in the gym. That's a part of releasing. Just by moving your body, move your body. By moving your body, your mind will clear up. The enemy, it's hard for the enemy to hit a moving target, but you got to get busy. The Bible teaches us that God is mindful of us, and we need to have our mind full of Him. Keep God on your mind. Keep the Word on your mind. And when you keep the Word on your mind, you're keeping Jesus on your mind. All of us are slave to habits, but you don't want to be a slave to negative habits. Listen to me again. All of us are slave to habits, but you can replace negative habits with positive ones. The way you change your negative habits is to change the way you think. Because you're going to be a slave to a habit. Some are more slave than others. I would say it's good for the most part, but you must trade out your negative habit for a positive one. In other words, do what God is telling you to do. Speak. Compliment somebody. Affirm. When it's time to affirm, you don't get quiet. And when it's time to affirm, you never frown. You just affirm. Trade out the negative habit with a positive one. I believe God wants you to start packing your vocabulary with positive affirmations right from the Word of God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Your soul knows it well. I am the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. God is on my side. I'm the apple of His eye. What matters to Him matters to me, and what matters to me matters to Him. God loves me. He loves my family. He loves my children. God loves my bishop. So I'm going to love him. God loves my family, so I'm going to love my family. God loves every one of my children. I'm going to love the difficult one. Man, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. You're not supposed to love the thing that feeds you. You're supposed to love the difficult one. It's easy to love what feeds you. But the way we show the love of God is to love what He loves. And it starts out by focusing on positive affirmations that come from the Word of God. It'll help us to develop. When you release the raven of discontentment, it will help you to develop the dove of gratitude, or to accept the dove of gratitude. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there is a dove if you release the raven. Here's a more detailed breakdown of that. Acknowledge and identify negative thoughts. In other words, the next time you get a negative thought, I want you to acknowledge it and identify it, because with the thought will come a negative emotion. And if you let it linger, the dove will never flutter. You know what flutters is a nasty, dirty bird called a raven. Just flapping its wings all up in your stuff. It's not even designed to be there no more. I said it's not designed to be there. Why in the heck is this thing taking up all of my space? I'm going to tell you right now, man, if I saw a pigeon or a dove, I'm going to clap my hands. That may be God, but a raven come up in my house, I'm going to say, Lord, what have I done? Because you're not supposed to be here. It doesn't love you. I said the raven doesn't love you. Let me say it again. The raven doesn't love you. It's carnivorous. So acknowledge and identify negative thoughts and emotions. I'm speaking to somebody who needs to like and share Facebook feed, this Facebook feed, and you're in the room. And there are those who are watching from around the world, maybe unsaved, and you've never been in a service like this. The Lord is after you. He loves you. If you're visiting here in the ministry, you may not be a part of membership, but I'm asking you to consider it. I would like to be your bishop. I believe God has assigned me to watch over souls, and to watch over souls is not an easy task, but I welcome it. That's what he called me to do. So let me do my job. Get into the house of God and align yourself with the beard and the plumb line so I can watch over your soul. Another thing that we need to do when we are releasing things, we need to make movement. We're standing still too much, standing still in despair or discontentment. The raven flutters, but he wants you to stand still. As I said earlier, writing a journal. Also practice self-forgiveness. Sometimes we ask God to forgive, but we need to ask God to help us to forgive self. And then affirm that dip in your life with affirmations from the Word. I believe God wants us to create positive enrollment. In other words, tie in and engage in the things that He is pleased with. Engage in positive enrollment or in things that the Lord is pleased with. Stop hanging out with the wrong people. And then some of us need to just get some professional help. Have you tried to work on yourself? Have you sat down with a counselor to help you to get over issues for at least 6 months? See, the church has tried to cast out demons, but what we need is to sit down with a counselor. That's why we have grief share here. I don't try to overshadow grief with praise, dancing at funerals and spinning in all of this. I think you need to grieve properly. Amen. You can speak in tongues all day. When somebody dies in your life that's close, you're going to go home to an empty house. And you got to learn how to deal with it. And go through the 6 stages. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and then forgiveness. If you don't go through these stages, you're going to sit there dancing, but you got a lump. Spinning, but you're confused. And it's okay to say, I need help. Guess what? We're here to help you. And my help may not always be to talk to me. I'm here. I watch over your soul. But if it's beyond me, then let's get some professional help. And I'm not afraid to say that as a pastor. I don't believe you need to drug yourself through life and get a pill for every type of emotion. But I do believe there are times when we need to sit down with a counselor and let them speak to you so you can get over the hump and release the raven. So I heard a song a few weeks ago, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word, please. And I believe the Lord is calling our church to that. I preached last week, humbly I ask thee to teach me your will while you are working. Help me be still. Today I'm preaching, though Satan is busy, God is real. I say Satan is busy, but God is real. Yes. Satan is so busy, he's disguised himself. He's not the red devil on devil food cans. Yes. with horns and a tail. He's transformed himself in an angel of light, so he will come with some prophetic affirmation, but he also transforms himself into a raven. That lands on your windowsill, wants you to open up to let it in, but it's not supposed to stay. It is not good for inside. It will always mess up the atmosphere on the inside. It can't force its way in because it has no hands. You have to let it in. So though Satan is busy, and I got to deal with the busyness of Satan, I'm telling you, God is real. In the Word of God, I begin to do some research on the raven. It represents divine care, and I know that sounds contradictory to what I just said, because I say Satan can transform himself even in the form of this dirty bird. But I believe it represents in the scriptures, I look at the total scope of the raven. It represents divine care as a consequence of sin. In other words, sin creates droughts. And Elijah prayed, and God shut up the heavens for 3 years and 6 months because of Israel's sin. But then he prayed again. He put his head between his legs and prayed again, and the heavens opened. When he told his servant to go out and look, he said, I don't see anything. Look again. I don't see anything. Look again. I don't see anything. Look again. As the prophet is in the birthing position praying, he tells his servant, go out and look over the sea. He looked and he saw nothing. Look again. He looked and he saw nothing. Several times he obeys, and suddenly he see, as it were, a man's hand in the sea. And Elijah was able to say, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Go quickly, lest the rain overtakes us. Oh, my God. And I believe God then, as the man of God prayed, he showed grace to the nation by sending the rain or ending the drought. But while Elijah was going through the famine and the drought, he was given a word by the Lord to go to the brook of Cherith, and there I will sustain you. So though the nation was going through judgment, he provided for his servant, and he sent a raven to bring him food. Glory to God. And he used the dirty bird to be contradictory to his own nature, but not eating the meat and bringing the meat to the servant of the Lord. And it represents divine grace that God releases to us, and that he can even curb your appetites. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He can cause the raven, just like he caused the prophet or the seer, to curb your appetite. Though you want to devour it, but because you have purpose, you don't devour. You only take it to that which God calls you to take it to, so his servant will be preserved. Glory to God. We all have that tendency, the raven nature, the sinful nature. But God says, I can curve it, hallelujah, so you can carry messages and food for others without devouring it yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hopefully I'm clear here. It represents divine grace. Woo, glory to God, that he releases to the people of God. And if you're the kind of person they need to drink every time you go through a hard time, God can cause the raven not to take the drink. Can I get an amen? Amen. The only reason why some of us don't have DUIs, is it DUI? Is that DUI right? It's because God's grace was sufficient. Don't tell me what you won't do. You just haven't been tested. But don't tell me what you can't do, because God can curve it. Though Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word. It symbolizes God's provision over an expanse of time. Elijah is a wonderful example of that. I'm trying to understand, why didn't he choose an eagle to feed the man of God? Why would he select a dirty bird to bring him meat for 3 years and 6 months? You know why? Because he's telling the man of God, don't trust yourself. Don't tell me how good you are. None of us are good. There's none righteous. No, not one, including your bishop. I can't trust me. I can't put confidence in me. I have to put confidence in God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Release the Raven, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, don't miss out. Join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. And get ready for Awakened Fellowship on Saturday, May 24th at 9 a.m. It's going to be an inspiring time of growth and connection. Home ownership made simple. Join Financial IQ for steps to purchasing a home on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the TR Fellowship Hall. This event is open to the public. Registration is required because seating is limited. Register now on the TR app, the website, or scan the QR code and take your first step toward owning a home.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. The members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.